This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, we're holding here. We spoke about the different kinyanim, what the pshat in the kinyan is. Each one is total kinyan and so on. In other words, when we're speaking about a kinyan over here, we're speaking about something that is totally, what's the right word for it? It's totally integrated with the Bala Kinyan. In other words, Lamashal, if I own all sorts of tchatchkes that are in my shed, laying there, you know, not doing anything, that's kind of a, yes, I own them, but I can't say in the sense that a Kinyan is an expression of the Bailam and its Bailus, I can't really say that that's that. So therefore, so he says, but Eved and a Kalim, which Afkim Sichol, you know, he needs it, but I can't say the difference is in a house. This is Magdir me. This is my house. This is who I am, and so on. Ain't a current Kinyan. They have a certain purpose, but I can't say it's totally identified. So when we're talking about the kinyanim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're talking about the inyanim that in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be in this world, in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kaviyachol be megalus in this world, these are inherently necessary. So again, this is all talking about the Nevroim, the interface of Nevroim. That's Pashit. It's not something that Shbaruch Hu needs anyway, but in order for his Elikus to manifest as Nebriya, these are absolutely necessary. I think I once mentioned the word Kinyan comes from the word Kuf Nun Hei, means a person's arm. It's the extension, it's the Yada Richt of the person. So it's attached to the person. So just like a hand, the hand has two properties. It happens to be attached to the person. It also gives the person the reach that he wouldn't have without it. So those things that I own that I can really label a kinyan are not just things that I merely own them, but things that their mechus is an extension of my metzias. So anything that Shem Hashem is Nikra on it doesn't just indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns it. It indicates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses them through these things. The way a hand, we don't just own a hand. A hand is our reach. Okay, so now he says
Shall I share a spark a la atma lacusoi? Kimoya coined dover.
So I guess it means in the same sense that he's talking about before. I mean, we do buy plenty of stuff we don't need, but the point is, in principle, a kinyan is for things that I need. In other words, in principle, everything that I buy expresses some need for mine. I need a plate, I need fork, I need knives. So it's interesting. So he says over here, a chiddush, that just like when we talk about Torah as being Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a kinyan. Hashem Kanai Reishis Darkoi. It's something which is, it's an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemayim Va'aretz is also not the pshat, it's a place where it happens to be or whatever. Shemayim Va'aretz is the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses in this world the relationship between the physical world and the world beyond is Shemayim Va'aretz. The Bria of Shemayim Va'aretz is the Bria that allows a connection between things that are Artsim and things that are Shemayim. So Klal Yisrael is the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is projected into the Bria, Ki Yaduva, the way in which the obvious it says that in my cover of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does comes across the Bria through Klal Yisrael. And B'meila, Klal Yisrael is the one who have the same din of a kinyan, and that's why when V'chris HaShmein Arts, Matas HaShem HaGodol, is a very, very, it's a taina. Hare kol eilo dvorim in kinyan, shekol dovash atzach lodim oich mishamish loy koina oisa eilo. V'kach omer b'sifri, moshle echad shevisha oviv esa sodis, v'omad v'kone sada achas, v'oizay oiv b'kol asodis shevisha oviv. So the difference is between the two. So, Lamashal, when we talk about a person's possessions, there's a big difference. A possession that I got through Yerusha doesn't indicate in any way that I need it. My father needed it, and he died. It's memela mine, so it belongs to me, but I can't call it a kinyan in the sense that I'm saying the word now. But if I go out and buy something, the going out and buying indicated that I was a chasa without it, and I need it. So another way that we can explain this over here it means... I guess it's with his first pirush where he speaks about when I speak, what do I use the word kinyan for when something is unique in its category? So here also, when I have something that I don't have anything like it, that's specifically my kinyan. So of all the cars, this is my car. So the word kinyana indicates also a certain connection. So he says you could put the two pshatim together. So if a person has a few cars, he could be using this car, this car, this car. If a person has only one, so this is the only way I can get around is with this car. So basically the two pshatim in what the word kinyan means, you know, it's not just telling me that I happen to own it. It either tells me this is the only one of a kind, and therefore this is uniquely mine, or it's something that I need that I can't exist without it. So in a certain way, that first pshat borrows off the second pshat. It's basically telling me that because something is unique. So Baal Korach without it, I couldn't make it happen. Let's talk about understanding what does he mean over here. He's saying that Torah is echad, and the world is echad. It says because it's a kol and so on. When I describe a person's ritzonis, when I say so and so, everyone has ritzonis. So I describe it in plural, but they're klal. People have different ritzonos in different areas, and you know they want different things in different areas. When I'm talking about, when I describe a person who's extremely focused on something or other, all this person wants is covet. So everything he does is somewhere along the line to do with covet. So over there, I can take all the ritzonos and plug it into that. One of the tests to see whether or not one of the ways in which I can determine that something is his soul rotzen is when I say everything. Lamashal, if I say everything he does is for covet. So that means bechreach that there are no other ritzonos. If I can trace everything, so when I speak about somebody having one rotzen, I can describe it in two ways. I can describe it mitzvah the person. I can say the only rotzen this person has is for covet, or I can say that all the pa'ulos the person does is for the sake of covet, and then b'meila I know that that's his sheirish, that's his rotzen. So b'meila the description of totality of things fitting this rotzen or the unique rotzen of the person are one and the same. So Torah is an expression. Torah is much deeper than that. It's expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen. That's what Torah is. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's echad, so his rotzen is one, and the Torah that we have is makif, everything. You know, it's everything in the Torah is rotzen, and nothing else is his rotzen. There is no other, there is nothing else. So b'meila Torah as a unit, if Torah is a unit, then that is his rotzen. And that's the totality of his rotzen. And that's why you have it's a zelum aser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't express particular ritzonis. I don't look at the tariag mitzvahs as tariag ritzonis in the Bria. I look at it as a rotzen klali that touches on every aspect of the world. But when I make a bracha, the first set of the bracha of any mitzvah I do is the same. Bracha Hashem al kinim alocha ilam hashake jeshan tzayzev etzivanu. That's one sheirish. There are particular different ways in which it applies itself to the world. But I could be oimid as one ratzon. It's one of the reasons the much of the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, when the Rambam gives the time mitzvahs, all the time of mitzvahs, kimat, and sometimes it seems almost dochuk. The Rambam it's all about emuna in achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, and every mitzvah somehow boils down to it. It's an appropriate way of approaching it because that is true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is one, and all the different elements are different pieces of the puzzle. And if I can, so maybe that's not the exact explanation when he gives it, but Lamaisa, the approach is certainly the right approach. I mean, Ram doesn't need my scummers, but Tachlis, but that's the point of it. It's I need to see Torah as many pieces because this world has many pieces, and all of it coming together in a certain sheirish. And that's why, like you said, Anlechi is the Aleph, and that's the sheirish, and the Aseres HaDibris is branches off that, and Tayyim Mitzvahs are branches of Aseres HaDibris. But everything comes down to the Aleph of Anlechi. Okay. Okay, so that's Torah. V'chena shemayim v'oretz emyuchodim she'ein shituf imohem klal. Shemayim v'oretz are two very distinct entities. They, and especially if we speak of shemayim as the world of ruchnius and oretz as the physical world, ein letzva'eim shituf klal imohem ki tzva'eim nikra kirchsiv el tol shemayim v'oretz v'yichol shemayim v'oretz v'chol tzva'om u'bevare in chibolem imohem. So the previous players actually saw it that way. The Marshal, the Rambam, who adapts Aristotle's understanding of the world in anything that's to do with the physical world. So the model is there's the Aretz that we're on. There's four galgalim of the Yesodos, Ofer, Mayim, Ruach, and Eish. Those are all mixed together so that it forms our world. And then that's the Chaimer of this world. The galgalim, the Shemayim, are made of a different type of material, what he calls the Chaimer Hamishi, the fifth type of material. There was an understanding that the Shemayim cannot be of the same material as the Aretz, and therefore it is made of the Chaimer Hamishi. It also has properties that are unique to it, and has circular orbit, and the circular orbit goes constantly. It's an understanding that Shemayim and Aretz are not the same. Morale is not being specific. One can take the same model and apply it to Shemayim V'aretz in terms of the Ruchnistic world, the Gashmistic world. Even though Shemayim V'aretz are of a different physical nature, so maybe that's why it's two distinct things. So he says, "Dov zein kasha, kas shemayim v'aretz hem mischaberim biyachad, kmo ha'igel v'merkash v'toch ha'igel. Shelakach amru chachamim shenu v'shemayim v'aretz yachtov, ve'ein zeh v'lo zeh, kesif kerni lehem yamdu yachtov. Kedis ha'perek ein dorshin. She'ein zeh v'lo zeh, kmo ha'igel v'merkash hem biyachad dov ha'echad. V'shispar b'somach shem dov ha'echad biyachad. O'lefikor ha'shemayim v'aretz yuchodim hem, v'adov v'shem yuchod sh'ach lo'y meshu kini al HaKadosh Baruch Hu ligamri. So he's going back to his point that he made about things that are unique. So how can you say Shemayim V'aretz? Shemayim V'aretz are two different items. So already we have two items instead of one item. So he said Shemayim V'aretz are mischaber, like he says, like an eagle in Americas. Meaning, and again, we'll use Shemayim as the Ruchnistic understanding. Shemayim is all about the Aretz. So these are two different items that be'etzim are one and the same. What is Torah, the Marshal? And what is Shemayim? What's the world of Ruchnis? It is a full description of the Teichen of the world of Gashmias. So together, it's one. It's miyuchad, and b'meila, even going back to his first svara, that anything that's one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. So Shemayim V'aretz are something that are the entirety of the world, and they're not two worlds, but it's one world that has a relationship, a fixed relationship together. So he said, going back to what I said before, that only things that have a kinyan miyuchad, can you call that a kinyan? Well, there are five kinyanim. The mission says the five kinyanim. So hagufa kasha. You're telling me that when I have only one of a kind, it's a kinyan, then what about these things? It's not relevant. So lemashal, if I have a car and I have a table, one car, one table, one is something else, I don't say that these things are not unique. Since each one is in a different chelik of my mitzias, the car is my transportation, the table is my furniture, and so on. So they're not associated to each other with this concept of being unique. So if I have two plates, if I have two cars, then I don't apply this svara. So Shemayim and Eretz are together one unit. The fact that it consists of two separate units is not at all an issue over here, because the Shemayim and Eretz is one unit. The fact that we have five kinyanim is not an issue, because each one is in a different world, in a different aspect of the world. In the pasuk Hashayin Kisa Ratzalim Ragle, you have a much stronger indication of Shemayim and Eretz being one unit. In the pasuk before Koine Shemayim Varetz, one could have understood it as two separate things, and then it's Megarea from this inyan of being Kinechot. But since over here it says Hashemayim Kisa Ratzalim Ragle, so the kisa adoyim, it's like the chair, it's like the chair where I say the thing I sit on, and the legs of the chair. They're two separate things, but they're one unit legabai. V'yadua ka kisa adoyim udova echad legamri shneim v'yachad mashlim ha'yeshiva v'shapne galem shem kinyan kashem kinyan echad ke'enze v'leizeh v'ayim dova echad mashlim ha'yeshiva. Let's talk a little bit just a minute about this. Also, I want to just explain it so we see how it works. When I talk about Hashemayim Kisi v'Aretz Hatoyim Ragloi, so we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chin of Malchus, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shulid on the world and runs the world and so on. And hug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the world. When I talk, so let's give an example. When I'm sitting in my house and there's inside the house and outside the house, those two really are separate units. Each one is just an atzmai. When a melech sits on a kisei of mishpat, so he that's from where the anhaga comes. The anhaga is defined as the melech with his das and understanding and sense of mishpat imposes it on the world. In the musig of yeshiva nekisei, which is always expression of malchus and hoga, things of that nature, the two have to come together. Things that happen in this world are not bashkocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das and rotzen, if it's not expressed in this world, is not bashkocha either. When I talk about hashkocha, I'm talking about that relationship where the elyon is moving the tachter. So b'meila, the Shemayim Kisiv Ratzalim Ragloi is one unit, specifically because we're talking about Mishpat. Ki acha shashamayim va'aretz heim yuchonok tshasek hashbrochu, v'zehim kinyash hashbrochu v'sav hashem yisparah. And finally, he says about this one more point. Mekom ha'koyim, kiim shakas v'feresh hashem kinyan, maybe mikra molot kinyanecha, v'kinyanecha v'chsiv koyala aretz, molot shikinyanecha. Omimela fashmayim kinyash hashbrochu, sh'aretz kinyash hashbrochu v'nishwadei raglov, v'siv v'kor kama, v'in adayim v'loi kisei. V'ein lefash kinyanecha al mashu v'aretz, d'kinyanecha l'shin yochid, kinyancha v'av l'michtav kinyanecha v'yud, sh'loshin rabim, d'al kulam b'choch makoy. V'afili k'ar l'isim ha'dvarim sh'im v'aretz, v'kolam k'rim inech sh'om kinyanecha k'ashbaruch rak mitzad ha'aretz, d'ikim sh'im v'aretz im sh'echim ala aretz, v'aretz kinyanecha k'ashbaruchu, im k'en ha'dei zeh nikrom kinyancha, v'kolam k'rim nikra kinyan b'atzim rak ha'aretz. So, back and forth on what the, if the kinyan is talking about the whole aretz together, or each and every single prat. For oy de nefarsh kinyancha kol advarim shev aretz, tari hav le michtav aretz um loya kinyanecha. The aretz gam kinyancha kol shparuch hu. Hav le michtav aretz um loya kinyanecha, ki chsev shem aretz um loya. Ola shein az vifnatsa kinyancha kol shparuch hu. Vein anim tsoyim shein ba aretz kinyancha kol shparuch hu. Atzum rakim kinyancha mitzad aretz. Aretz gam kinyancha kol shparuch hu. Ima anim tsoyim shem akulam. Fi chsev mol da aretz kinyanecha. Fine. So then he's going to, okay, so next week he's going to do Avram, he's about Avram being the kinyan of Kodesh Baruch Hu. I think we have to start thinking about Emes Hashem, what we'll do after Derech Chaim. I think it would be appropriate to do a cruise, like a little cruise around the world.
Yeah.
Yaakov, yeah.
I'm game. I'm in.
England is a sea place. It's they have access to boats and, you know, things like that.
100%. Let's do it.
How many years is it that we're learning?
What is it, about 15, 16 years? Is that, yeah.
Something like that. I know that it's under 20 because my wife was here. I know that she was living here. So I know it's after 2001. That much I know. But I don't have any other markers to remember, you know. Okay.